let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Sammy the Shark and the Return of the Lost Gift by Janet Councilman is a story about a shark named Sammy. Sammy and his friends live in the colorful Coral Bay. He finds a treasure, which he is not sure at first what this reflective object could be. It turns out, though, to be a very special gift for a special someone he loves very much. Janet is from Burlington, North Carolina, graduated from Ringling College of Art and Design. Her love of art and the beach, her inspiration for the book. She was influenced by the guidance counselor at the elementary school where she worked. The autistic students loved it when she would read to them in the first grade. Janet has been drawing portraits of people, children, and pets since 2000. She also designs and makes cards. Janet Councilman, author of the heartwarming story, Sammy the Shark and the Return of the Lost Gift, is our guest on This Week in America. Janet, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you, Rick. I'm glad to be here.
What a delightful book. Well, yes, and I'm pleased that you are, and it's a delightful book, and I'm looking forward to talking about this. It's such a well-done book on your part. Well, let's first of all talk about this writing. How did this process begin for you? When did you start writing?
Well, I was working at South Graham Elementary School, and I was mainstreaming the autistic students into the first grade, and our guidance teacher encouraged me to write a book because she already knew that I was an artist, so she suggested that I illustrate the characters that are taught in the character traits that are taught in the first grade.
Yes.
And so that's how I got started, and I also was painting scenes on the walls around our school.
That's interesting how this all began for you, this career that's turned into other books that we'll talk about. Specifically, we're talking about Sammy the Shark and the Return of the Lost Gift by Janet Councilman, our guest on the program. Book available wherever books are sold. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on to that and get all of the inspiration. Where, or get all the information, I was thinking of inspiration because I want to ask you about that. Where did these ideas come from? Where's the inspiration comes from for your art, whether it's the books or the other art that you do so well?
Well, my love of animals makes it exciting and fun to write and to decide how to get started in the right direction. So when I think of an animal, and since I lived on the coast for 9 years, I wanted a main character and his friend, so I began to write a story about Sammy the Shark. And when I finished the story after several months, I began to draw the illustrations for my book. And after it was accepted, I was really excited. So I do the illustrations and the writing myself.
Which is fascinating, and I'm thinking as you do that, you don't have to explain to somebody who you think Sammy is and how you would like to portray this. You know exactly in your mind who Sammy is and how you want this portrayed in the book. How much fun was that to actually create the words and create the pictures as well?
Oh, it was so much fun because I've always been drawn to the ocean. And I've always loved different animals from the sea. And so it was a lot of fun. And when you're having fun, it just flows from your heart.
And you can tell in the book, Sammy and the Shark and the Return of the Lost Gift. And let's talk about going through this process and what you hope to accomplish with your writing. The book is entertaining. It's heartwarming. It's inspirational. There's also a number of messages in there as well, isn't there? What do you hope to accomplish besides the entertainment factor? Because as you read that, you can't help but feel closer to Mother Nature and animals because of your writing.
That's exactly right. And I'm hoping to reach out to many students and the parents and grandparents so they can read and teach each child the importance of learning to become a better student and a responsible adult. It just makes sense.
Well, it does. And you saw firsthand in that classroom when I mentioned that you're reading books to first graders, autistic children who were responding. You see the power of words. You see the power of storytelling. Who is the target audience for Sammy the Shark and The Return of the Lost Gift? And I hope you include some adults in there because I enjoyed the book as well.
Well, that's a great question. I really want to target family members that have small children. And all grandparents love to read to their grandchildren. So if a child can already read, they will enjoy the story as well as the illustrations, which are in full color. And I use acrylics as a water-based paint to render the drawings. And I make it interesting as if I wanted to buy the book myself. So,
well, yes, and that comes across. Yeah, that comes across in the way that you present the book. It's very welcoming, and I'm sure that's, you know, by design. I mean, you can just look at the pictures and find enjoyment because of the coloring job that you do, the illustrations that you do in the book.
I want to emphasize that Sammy is a good shark, and he is very friendly with all the animals, and he's really a friendly, kind, and loving shark.
You do such a nice job in writing, and we'll talk before we're finished here about the other books that you've written as well. Is this something you plan on continuing? I get the impression that this is really a joy for you to be able to tell these stories.
Sure. Rick, I have a new book coming out possibly this month, January, or coming February, called Petey the Penguin and the Electric Igloo. And I do have other stories that I'm working on at the present, and I will be doing illustrations myself.
What sort of
comes in the near future? And yes, I do plan on keeping writing as long as I'm able to create a truly interesting story for children.
I mentioned the other books that you've done. Talk about Rocky the Raccoon. Several books with Rocky, and I love that character as well as Sammy.
Well, Rocky the Respectful Raccoon and His Red Sunglasses was the very first book that I wrote. And he's the main character, so he is the main character throughout each one of my books. And it deals with the character traits that are taught in our elementary schools, such as respectful, which is the first book, responsible, caring, fairness, trustworthy, and citizenship. I have written the first four. The last two I've written, and I'm waiting to do the illustrations on them. But they deal with the different holidays, such as Halloween, Thanksgiving, Thanksgiving was the very first book, and then the holidays, and then the end of school, and there's also a basketball game involved in the spring. So they're all interesting stories, and they teach the traits at the very end of the story and all through the story. The end of the trait is explained at the very end, and they are all illustrated by myself and are in full color.
Well, and all of the books you'll find it at Amazon. The book specifically, Sammy the Shark and the Return of the Lost Gift by Janet Councilman. If you go there, and then you'll find the other books that Janet has written as well. It sounds like you stay busy with all of the writing. How much do you write? Talk about the process for you. What's that like in writing, and how much time do you devote to writing?
Well, it depends. Sometimes I sit for a couple of hours and just put my thoughts down, and other times you draw a blank, but I don't give up, and I keep working, and I like to come up with a clever title and then build around that. So I do enjoy my writing, and I do plan on writing in the future.
Well, you know, what's interesting is on so many levels, you do such an excellent job, and that's creating the characters, the illustration, and the topics. What comes first? Let's use Sammy the Shark as an example here to talk about. Did you come up with a character? Did you come up with an image of Sammy? Did you come up with the topics? What starts off the process for you? Or does it change from book to book?
Oh, well, I come up with a character like Sammy. And it's funny because I have been using some of the names of people that are in my family. And Sammy was a nephew of my husband, so I asked him if I could use his name, and he said, of course. So I come up with the name first, then I come up with a character, and I do a lot of drawing, a lot of sketching. And then once I get the look that I like, and I have my own style, I don't try to follow anybody else's, then I go from a sketch to accurate drawing, and then to painting the scene. And I use watercolor paper, but I use acrylics. And that's how. And then I do write the story around the character. And I just make it up as I go, and I rewrite and write until I'm happy with it and that I think the kids would like it. And I like to keep it fun and light and learning a process for the kids to know how to act and interact and how to be kind to people. And that's my basis.
You know, is that a key to creativity? You talked about the fact that what you do is what you do. It's not trying to copy somebody else. And you see so many people that get involved in creative arts of one form or another, and they seem like they have to emulate somebody else or copy somebody else in the beginning. How important is that to have your own? There is a Janet Councilman style that you follow. How important is that to be who you are as an artist when you're doing art?
Well, Rick, that is very important because I want to be different. I want to stand out different and not be compared to other people. I just want to be myself and express myself in my drawings and in my writing.
And after you read a couple of Janet's books, you will know a Janet Councilman book from the words, from the story, and from the illustrations in her books. I mentioned just briefly a little bit of your background. Tell us a little bit more about yourself. I mentioned the beginning in Burlington and graduating from Ringling College. Tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, I did graduate from Ringling College, and my love of the art and the beach is combined, and that's why I wrote Sammy the Shark and The Return of the Lost Gift. I really was encouraged by our guidance counselor, Mrs. Smith, at South Graham Elementary, where I worked with the autistic students. I loved the kids, and they loved me reading to them and showing them the pictures when I mainstreamed them into the first grade. And I had been drawing portraits of people and children and pets since 2000. And I also make handmade cards, and I just enjoy crafts in general. So
I'm retired,
and I do live in Burlington, North Carolina, and I'm just happy to be talking with you, Rick.
Well, I'm happy that you are, and what you're doing is so impressive with your books. The one we're talking about, Sammy the Shark and The Return of the Lost Gift by Janet Councilman, our guest on the program. You've seen the power of the arts firsthand. I go back to your experience in reading to the first graders, the autistic students that just loved being read to. Boy, the arts are a tool that's out there every day. And sometimes I think often an overlooked tool. What do you feel about the arts? Because you're able to touch people, all types of people, with what you do.
Well, I was fortunate to be able to paint on the walls in our elementary school. My principal, Carol Younger, was very into me expressing different areas in the school with my creativity, and I did an underwater scene for her because she is a beach lover too. So I did that, and all of the kids just love it. I put different animals, I put plants, and even a shipwreck, and I had a snorkeler in the water along with other different creatures like an octopus. And so it made the school a happy place to be.
And all because of the work that you did with encouragement by the administration, by teachers there. With you in this process, well, yes, and I just, you're able to brighten up the school, brighten up the mood, and that'll happen when you read Sammy the Shark and the Return to the Lost Gift. I see this as being great for kids to read, great for parents to read to kids, great for kids to read to parents. This really is something that brings the family together, isn't it?
It certainly is, and I would like to say that my very first book got the U.S. Review Book Award.
Oh, fantastic.
So it is printed on the front cover of Rocky the Raccoon and his red sunglasses. So I would like to let people know that it all, and I hope to get Sammy the Shark read and also win that award.
Well, it's certainly worthy of it, Sammy the Shark and the Return of the Lost Gift. A few minutes left in the program, going by way too quickly. You're working with Reader's Magnet in getting the information of the book out into the hands of the public. What's that experience been like working with Reader's Magnet?
Oh, it's been wonderful. Queen has just been the biggest help, and she calls and keeps me informed on what is going on, and I have just appreciated her so much.
Yeah,
she's done a wonderful job.
It's nice to have somebody there to take care of sort of the business aspect of the arts and what you're doing. And I just want to ask, because I sense your passion for what you're doing, your enjoyment, enthusiasm for what you're doing. What has this whole process been like? I mean, going back to the Rocky the Respectful Raccoon and now Sammy the Shark and what you're working on for the future. What has this been like for you? How much fun is this?
It is so much fun. I have just enjoyed every minute. I'm not that savvy on the computer, but they have helped me and walked me through different parts. And I just really enjoyed it. And they have loved my books, all of them. And I give the Lord the credit, because I think it's a talent that he blessed me with.
Well, the talent is, you're sharing that with all of the people reading Sammy the Shark and the Return of the Lost Gift by Janet Councilman. You'll find the book available at Amazon, all of the books. And just to sort of review here, you've got a book that'll be coming out soon, and you're working on other books. So we'll see. 2020 should be a pretty good decade, a pretty good year for Janet Councilman, it sounds like.
And also Barnes & Noble. They're
on
there, too.
I always mention Amazon, because that comes to mind, because you can buy anything at Amazon. But Barnes & Noble, of course, you'll find the book there as well. And you can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and get information there on the book and order the book there, as well as certainly you can do the other books that we talked about on the program as well. Janet, this has been fun having you on the program. Keep up the good work, writing and illustrating and entertaining all of us with messages and some virtues that we all should be made aware of in the work that you're doing. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you for having me, Rick. This has just been more fun, and I have enjoyed every minute talking with you.
Well, I have as well. In reading Sammy the Shark and the Return of the Lost Gift to get ready, research for the program, enjoyed that very much. It's been fun. Thank you so much for being with us. We will stay in touch and hopefully have a chance to do this again. And the book, once again, it's Sammy the Shark and the Return of the Lost Gift. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on directly to get information on the book, available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble online as well. And we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.